What's up, creamers?
Wait.
What's up, creamers?
Creamer.
It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, the returning Sammy Daddy.
Oh, hello. I'm back. I'm better than ever.
And we're going to talk the turkey like Ted Turner about some professional wrestling.
Most people don't even realize where the biggest problems are is in the world.
I asked Sammy Daddy about his Vegas trip as we play Fear and Booking in Las Vegas. You can say you're a grown man. I just don't believe you. You're a baby. I don't know whether to spank you or to breastfeed the John Cena. What the John Cena quote of the week? What's our match count for 2026, the year of super kicks? And as always, we'll leave a tiny little off-strip casino amount of room for cream. All that on this episode of...
We'll talk about that box.
Welcome back, creamers. Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
Have you watched any wrestling in the past week? If you watched any wrestling before your vacation, you're not allowed to talk about it.
Oh, well, yeah. That my answer's still yes, either way. I won't talk about the other stuff, but...
That's my boy.
We'll get into it later, but I went to Las Vegas, reported for duty.
That's true. A lot of people appreciated that. They were saying, if there's no Sammy Daddy...
Haven't missed a show. Mm-hmm. Haven't missed a show, you know?
Very true.
So, we'll get into the details of that later, obviously, as you teased. But when I got home on Saturday, I didn't even tell you, I don't think. But when I got... Well, we got home Thursday, Saturday, I was sick all day.
That sucks.
I had gastrointestinal issues. Wasn't that a nice way to say that?
That is.
Wasn't that a nice way to say I was shitting and throwing up? Isn't that fun?
Well, you ruined it.
No, how would you know what I meant if I didn't say it? So I was doing all that. Now you do know?
I know a lot about your body.
I know that. But you didn't know that day.
That's true. And I'm also, I mean, at least it wasn't during the trip. I mean, right?
Oh, it would have been terrible. I would have had no fun at all.
No, you would have been
spoiler,
rolling die
fun.
And then, you know.
Then rolling craps. Yeah. So, yeah. That was right there. We had it right there.
We needed let it that. Go. See, this is what the show needs, Sammy Daddy. Am I right, gang? Am I right, creamers?
So when I was sick, I watched a bunch of Battle Royals on WWE Vault and one other match and then Raw off from the last 2 weeks.
When you say Battle Royals, do you mean just like over-the-top rope ones or just like four-man
matches? Where there's 25-man in
okay,
the...
Okay.
Or whatever. I don't remember the number of all of them because it was cool. They did WWF, WCW, NWA, whatever. It was great. It all kind of blends together after so long.
Yeah, but makes sense.
I enjoy it because there's times where you're like, oh, that guy. You totally forgot about him.
For sure. Especially if it's somebody who you're like, oh, wow, he's so young here. And then and depending on the time period, they could be, you know, you could be like, wow, look at that guy. Who knew he was going to, you know, eventually.
Oh.
And then some crime there.
All right. I assume. Yeah. Like a Dark Side of the Ring episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool.
He was so bright-eyed and beautiful back then.
And then look what he did.
Yeah, now he's no good.
So they're really not that like good of matches.
Yeah, but they're still
entertaining. They're kind of fun, but they're fun. Yeah.
They're fun in a different kind of way than
I don't know
like
if a single one of them. I don't think a single one of them was good.
Oh,
so none of them were bad.
Okay, that's cool.
It's just you know what I mean.
They're
just
not going to be your match of the week, though. Probably.
Oh no, I made sure to watch a different one so I didn't have to pick a battle royal.
Attaboy. Boy, did you watch Raw yesterday?
But I did.
I heard a lot of bad things about it. I haven't seen it though. But I heard.
What did
it was
you
just
hear?
Like,
tell me what you hear, and I'll tell you
I
why
heard
it's
it was
wrong.
Just like really long, and like you know, there's so much like ads and.
Yeah, so this is the first Raw in a long time that I actually turned on. Like I don't know, 10 minutes late, 15 minutes late, whatever. Like relatively close to it being live, so I could fast forward a little bit. So that helped me. You got to wait. You got to give it that like 30-minute buffer.
Because
then you're right there, but whatever.
Right on.
But so it's the first one I've watched like that for a while. I watched like the last like half hour live or whatever. And yeah, it definitely, I don't know, the ads.
I guess I would think.
I don't know why it feels different, but it feels different with ads on
there. Maybe why it's not as enjoyable is because it's got like a terrible flow.
Because yeah,
I heard fair. That like they had the entrances for Natty and whoever her opponent is,
Maxine Dupri.
I think that's who they were talking about. And then they were about to fight, and then it went to break, and then it came back, but it was like a backstage segment, and then they went to the match. But it like seems like if they really hated each other, they would just start fighting. They wouldn't be like, let's watch this video package on the screen together.
I know.
And then we'll fight. That's the thing I was hearing. I haven't seen it. This is just what people are saying that are obviously
I don't remember.
Complainers. British complainers.
No, they're, I mean, I get it. It's fair. It's not like, it's okay.
Yeah. Speaking of me listening to people's opinions about Monday Night Raw, I was listening to Brian Alvarez.
Yeah, what's he got to say about this?
Well, he was talking about, so, you know, AJ Styles, you know, and then like had this whole thing in the ring, and then Undertaker came out to surprise him.
Yeah. You saw that or heard?
I heard and saw it. So
it was fine.
Obviously, I was telling you before, I didn't play it for you yet, but sometimes you say the wrong word, but you mean one other word.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
very
about.
Clear to me that when Brian Alvarez said this, he meant gong.
And they hit the Undertaker's dong. The Undertaker's dong. The Undertaker's dong.
You got to get the gong on there. You got to put some dong on it.
Right. I got to. Yeah, we got to have the Undertaker's dong.
The Undertaker's, and then like, and then it hits the thing. We'll get that. We'll pick. We'll talk next week.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But yeah,
when he came out, I'm watching this, and I really did enjoy that part. That part was great. The AJ Styles thing.
The Undertaker's dong?
Well, yes.
I knew
it. They did the video. Well, you heard it all. They played a tribute video, and AJ came out and talked.
Yeah.
And then everybody came out on the stage, and then it goes dong. And I thought of you because I was hoping you didn't know so I could tell you today.
Dang.
That AJ Styles was retiring. The lights go out. Dong. But now you know.
Now I do know. But that's it was cool to see his face because he clearly had no idea what the hell was going on. And then when Undertaker's talking about, yeah, and then when Undertaker's like, I got unfinished business, he looked like he was just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't think he knew what was going on, but it almost sounded like he was doing
He was like,
yeah.
I get it. Okay.
I think he, he definitely wanted it to seem like a match because I was like, there's no way, but like, what is happening? Yeah. Why is he talking like this? And then it's the Hall of Fame, which is cool. Did you watch any wrestling last week?
Oh, I watched
2 weeks, whatever.
Let's see. I think I watched Dynamite, if I remember. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And I watched Collision. I've been watching Collision lately because they've been making them actually good.
I feel like things are happening on there from what I read.
Yeah, man, I wish you could start watching AEW because it's super enjoyable.
I can, but it's, I had a thing and it went away. So I got to figure out a new thing.
Yeah, you got to get a new thing. I feel like, how every time you try to log into the HBO Max account and it tells you that, you know, you're on vacation or whatever, every single other person is able to use my account.
That is the thing. That was the thing I was talking about. That's the thing that went away. How did you know?
But it didn't go away. It just, everybody, like everybody else
says vacation.
It doesn't even ask them for a code. It just lets them log in and watch it. Even if I'm already watching it, like my friend Carolyn the other day messaged me and she was like, hey, can I use your HBO Max account? I want to watch Superman. And of course I'm going to say yes.
No.
When someone's saying they want to watch Superman.
That's my favorite movie.
I was using it though, watching Mad Men.
Oh my God. That's a lot of men.
So many men, Superman, Mad Men. And I says to her, I says, Carolyn, absolutely you can. But I'm going to have to get out of this Mad Men episode. So just wait till it's over. And she's like, oh, I'm already watching it. And I was like, it's letting me watch it all the way over here and letting you watch it all the way over there. Why doesn't it let Sammy Daddy use it? God damn it.
Carolyn?
Carolyn, yes.
Carolyn. All the guys would say she's Mighty Finn.
Very. Yeah.
I know.
Which means she's the end.
Oh, that's how I thought. I pictured it in my head. Do you picture that black background, white letters, like the fan, like the circles on the ends of it? Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah. But yeah, I watched Raw or Dynamite. I mean, I watched Collision and SmackDown is in Portland, the city that I live in. I think this week or next week. And
I don't know. I don't get that channel.
The building has could seat 20,000 people.
Okay. You're gonna give me something here.
They've only sold 5,000 tickets.
Dynamite.
SmackDown.
No, I know. I'm just making jokes.
Dynamite. Dynamite just went on sale today, actually, or yesterday.
For Portland.
Yeah, I bought tickets to it. It's also going to be Collision after. I don't know if I'll stay for Collision, just because my wife is not a wrestling fan. I don't want to make her sit there and watch wrestling for 4 hours.
She can leave.
That's a good point.
I don't know.
I'll find way
to explain her. You don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
This next match is, I don't know. Throw something out there.
Do you know what else, man? This is not Tekla, really wrestling at all.
Tekla and
I'm a people pleaser, okay?
Okay.
And it's come back to bite me in the ass recently. The other day,
you pleased the wrong person.
This person that I know, I'm not going to say how I know them. I know them. They're not in my family or anything like that. And we used to be very close. And she asked me the other day, she messaged me randomly and she says, can you write a letter to the court for my dad and say he's a good person?
What court?
I guess Cleveland court. I don't know. And so I was like, yeah, of course. So I wrote a note I don't know what he did, but I was like, don't judge this man because she says he's sick and he's dying. Her mom just died like a couple weeks ago. So that's why I said yes, without even hesitating. Because I feel bad. You know, I don't want her dad to die in jail and her mom just died. Like, that's terrible.
Did it? Oh, okay.
So I messaged
her. Did the mom die?
I think cancer.
Oh, well, okay. Never mind.
So I write this note. I say, please don't judge this man, based on this one mistake. It doesn't paint the full picture of who he is as a person. He loves blah, blah, blah. Well, I sent it to her. She, I'm guessing, gave it to the judge. And then I looked up what he did and I found that it was like aggregated violence and stuff. And I was like, oh no, what'd he do? And then she just straight up told me, she's like, if someone gets in trouble.
Alligator violence?
Aggregated.
Oh,
you know how when somebody gets in trouble and then they tell you about it, they're going to tell you their side. So it sounds like they didn't do anything wrong.
Well, of course.
I think that's what the story is here, because she's like, yeah, he was getting in this fight with this crackhead.
Right. Of
and
course,
they wrestled to the ground, and then the crackhead lied and told the cops that my dad stabbed him. Now, I think that's a hard thing to lie about. You know what I mean?
Tough sell.
They're going to be like, lift up your shirt. And then, you're like, oh, and then they're like, there's no stab wound. You're lying. If there's a stab wound, I'm going to say her dad probably did it. So I wrote a letter to a judge telling them, don't judge him by this one mistake. It doesn't paint a full picture of who he is. And I signed my name on it and everything. And now it turns out, I just wanted to be a nice person and be like a people. I was being a people pleaser. And I please the wrong people sometimes, man.
That's a rough one. Because I'm assuming it's not like that's more than likely. I feel like statistically, like not his first stabbing.
That's exactly what I was telling my wife, because she thinks it's funny that I did this.
And it is funny to everyone but you.
Yeah, I was like, well, because if I didn't sign my name, maybe it wouldn't be so bad. But if I would just put my first name, but then I'm like
Love Hot.
Yeah, exactly. And then I don't know, man. Oh, and that's what I was saying. I was like,
well, did we win the case or what?
This isn't your first bad thing you do. You don't just like start off doing bad things and stab somebody. You do a lot of bad things and eventually you start stabbing people. That's your new bad thing.
Yeah,
so I'm assuming he's been doing bad stuff all along.
There's a reason he was wrestling a crackhead.
Exactly. You know how often I've wrestled crackheads?
Probably none.
I haven't done it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm not Greg wrestling his mom. Anyways, so we're going to move on to the main portion of the show. But before that, Sammy Daddy, I believe you have an ad read to read.
Creamers. Sammy Daddy here. Let's talk about containment. There are certain liquids society has agreed are acceptable to carry in public. Water, sports drink, and Mountain Dew Live Wire. And then there are other liquids, heavier liquids, thicker liquids, liquids that require a gaping throat. You felt it before. You're somewhere formal, somewhere public, like your son's b-ball team's special banquet, and you think this situation would improve with viscosity? Sometimes you don't want to swallow something for hydration. You want to swallow it for pleasure. Hot gravy. Rich, thick, hot, brown. But once again, America and your God have failed you. The standard bottle was not designed for what you're trying to accomplish. It was designed for compliance. That's why someone finally engineered a solution. The Gravy Go Travel Bottle. 32 ounces with an insulated chamber and a wide fill mouth. Also, a locking pressure cap. It only comes in a matte finish because you're no nonsense and yes, gravy. Creamers, as you know, I just returned from a trip to Las Vegas, you know, Nevada. I was at a blackjack table throwing down poker chips like you wouldn't believe. Hit me, I said sometimes. No thanks, don't hit me, I said some other times. I don't want to brag, but bruh, people were calling me the Million Dollar Man Ted DB Daddy. But then, there was a misunderstanding about patterns. Two gentlemen suggested I step away from the table. Those men had huge, firm hands. They were planning to relocate me somewhere less visible. What they didn't factor in was the delicious hot brown in my pants pocket. The only way I was able to escape the clutches of these handsome brutes was to quickly lather myself with slippery hot gravy, and then I slipped and slided my way out from their masculine grip, their hunky, hunky grip. I'll leave you with this, Creamers. It was our last night in Vegas. The casino had stopped serving everything warm except coffee, and I don't drink coffee because I don't need help being alert. I had just left a long conversation about statistical anomalies, and my throat was dry. But not dry in a water way. Dry in a savory way. The kind of dryness where you want something that coats the throat. Luckily, I had the Gravy Go travel bottle in the inner pocket of my jacket, still warm, still sealed. I stepped into a quiet area by the elevator near a couple of sleepy smokers. And I took a nice long gulp of thick brown gravy and felt immediate stabilization. Not hydration, but satisfaction. I returned to the floor center, composed and extremely lubricated internally. And isn't that what life's all about, y'all? If you go to gravygo.com in the next 40 hours, you'll receive 25% off shipping and a free tote filled to the brim with, you guessed it, branded merch. I'm talking pens. The Gravy Go travel bottle. All aboard the gravy train. Chugga, 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 chugga. Choo, choo.
The Undertaker's dong.
Dong.
So, Creamers, we're going to play a little game. I don't really know a lot about how Sammy Daddy's trip went to Las Vegas.
No, we don't really talk, much less. Yeah. I'm proud of myself. I wasn't on my phone. Like, good. I didn't take a lot of pictures, but I didn't need to.
Right. I mean, I saw a couple pictures.
I gave it the old
Mrs. Daddy. In the brain. Brain photo.
Did she post pictures?
A couple, yeah. You were at like a bar.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Tell me about it. You're raging alcoholic.
Well, I don't want to say anything because that's part of the game, but maybe I was.
Exactly.
Maybe I wasn't.
Oh, exactly. So this game, Creamers, I am going to present Sammy Daddy with a moment that may have happened on his trip, but it's somehow related to professional wrestling. And he's going to either lie or tell me the truth. And I have to guess whether it's a lie or the truth. It might sound confusing, but once the game gets going, I think you guys will figure it out.
It's pretty much I'm just going to lie or tell the truth.
Exactly. But
and then you got to guess at home.
Yeah.
Right, if you guess at home, comment below what your score is.
Yeah. Comment below and tell us what your score is. And if you got a perfect score, we're going to send you two tickets to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sure. Why not?
Not round trip, but that's, you know, on you.
That's half the battle.
Yeah. The first one, number one, flight, numero uno, if you will, Sammy Daddy. Did you have a 1-2-3 kid beating Razor moment in Vegas? Like you walked in as the underdog and somehow walked out victorious.
I feel like that sets you up for a big gamble. You won a big bet you made, but I didn't really do any of that part. None of that part happened this time. So the thing that came to mind was when we were coming, because I went last year. I think I missed the show for that, maybe. So I guess I have missed one. And then we went a couple times earlier that
we recorded it early
on the show. We recorded early, haven't missed the show, and something happened. And then I 1-2-3 kid him. No, what did it happen? Oh, we were coming from the airport, and the Uber driver was in the lane to turn right, but we needed to go straight a little bit more. And I said, "Hey, excuse me. I think that." And he was like, "Oh yeah, good catch." So I thought that, like, you're an underdog in the Uber.
That's true. That's true.
And plus, I said, and you don't know how he would take it. And say, "Fuck you, man," and kick me out.
True. And plus, exactly. People our age feel, or like people from our generation and then in the generations that follow.
Yeah, after.
Would feel that that's being confrontational.
Yeah.
But it isn't, but you know, still, it feels like, take it wrong and be like, "Hey, you could, who the hell do you think you are telling me how to drive?"
Yeah, that's how they talk there.
I say that this story is true.
You said it was true?
Yes.
Guess what? No, I just made that up.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why I got excited.
Right? You want me to, I'm going to do that when you're wrong. I'll do that.
Yeah, my bad. I just heard a sound effect and got happy.
Yeah, I just made that up.
It's so mundane. You're a really good liar, Sammy Daddy.
Thanks. I appreciate that. No, I would absolutely... No, you could kidnap... Like, if you were an Uber driver and you were doing that, you could kidnap me so good. I wouldn't say shit.
Yeah, that makes...
Like, I'm in Las Vegas, so I don't fucking know. Even if I was, like, down the street from my house and he went left instead of right, I'd be like, well, he probably knows a better way.
Yeah, like, right.
No, I'm gone.
We're going to move on, Creamers.
All right, yeah. Enough about that guy.
Did you have a surprise Rumble entrant moment? Someone showed up out of nowhere and completely changed the night.
Yeah, I think this counts. It was... You could disqualify me, because I don't know if it's like a surprise appearance.
Is this all a way to set up your lie?
Could be. There's this bar we liked going to last time when we went to Las Vegas last year. So we wanted to go back again. Makes sense, right? I like that place. I want to go back.
I get it. Yeah.
So we went back there, and the bartender that worked there remembered us.
Wow. That's really crazy.
Was very good service. That's the best way I'm going to put it without saying anything incriminating to me or you. Think about that.
I'm going to say this story is true.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Oh my God, that? I'm the winner.
Because I could go into like all the details of the story, which I'm not going to do. But right. I feel like if I do that, then you're going to be like, oh, he's lying. So now I was trying to be vague on that one.
Okay.
But no, the bartender, her name's Veronica, and she works at Pinky's at Las Vegas.
Right on, man.
And it's great. And she's like the best bartender ever.
Oh, yeah. Well, shout out to
her and my wife made friends last time. So I think they like followed each other on Instagram or something.
That makes sense.
So like they were still there. So then we went there, and she's like, holy shit, you guys are back. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, for like 4 days or whatever.
She's like, holy shit.
But no, she was really cool. She's very nice. And like all the drinks were really strong.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah. Well, that's fun, man. I'm happy that you guys had that experience. So the bar that you were at in the photo?
Probably. I don't know the photo. Oh, yeah. Yep. Do I look super sweet in the picture?
Yeah.
All right, that could have been any of
them. There's no denying
it. That didn't narrow it down at all. Thank you.
All right. Did you have a final two moment in the Rumble moment? Wait, okay, sorry. Did you have a final two moment in the Rumble where you made it all the way to the end of something in Vegas and almost won it, but it slipped away at the last second?
Yeah. You want to hear about it?
Yes, I'd love to.
There was this claw machine.
Oh, again?
The claw machines.
Yes, from Toy Story.
Similar. Yeah, there wasn't aliens in this one, though. There was a bunch of different stuff, but there was a purple axolotl. You know that axolotl?
No.
It's a thing. And it's like an animal. It looks like a little tadpole with like, it looks like a fake animal.
I think I know what you're talking about. Okay. I didn't know.
It's got like the things coming out of its head.
Yes. Okay. I know that.
I think it's axolotl. There's like an X in it. It's weird. Look it up. You'll love it. My daughter likes them though. And there's a purple one in the claw machine, and I scooped it.
Oh yeah.
And then it did the thing where like the claws are like not tight. So it like slipped down.
Dang.
But like good grab, bad hold. And then I lost. So I was like, I had it. So there's that.
It slipped away. It literally slipped away.
Yeah. That's where the expression comes from. Claw machines.
Wow, man. If only that was true, because it's a lie.
Yep, you're right.
Because you did get it?
Oh. No, I didn't play no fucking claw machine in Vegas.
I was like, man, this guy went to Vegas and played a claw machine. That's very
You know what? You know what? I will say, they do have a lot of like arcade areas and stuff in a lot of these places now because they're trying to get like families and stuff there.
Okay.
That's so it's very tempting, but I'm like, no, nah, I want to lose my money on that, not on the kids game.
Yeah. When I like the funny thing to me about Las Vegas is when you're like, I'm hungry. I'm going to go get a snack in the 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. And then you go in the 7-Eleven and there's a bunch of slot machines in there and there's people.
It doesn't matter.
It's like, this is
they're at the airport.
You don't go to a normal casino. You just go to the 7-Eleven. I mean,
there is something about walking off.
Man, I want to gamble. I want to go to 7-Eleven.
Hey, people like the camaraderie of it because there's places here in Ohio, Cleveland, the city that I live in,
mm-hmm.
where you can do keno and scratch off tickets and people go there and hang out. The place down the corner from my house is like famous in this area for having so many lottery winners. So people just anytime I go in there, there's at least two people sitting at the tables. They put up scratching tickets or playing keno or doing whatever. There's always at least two people. And I've seen upwards of like 8 in a little area in a little gas station.
Plus, you can get if you're doing in Vegas at a 7-Eleven, get your hands on one of those delicious Slurpees.
Oh, well, that's the best thing.
All right, we're moving on, baby.
That's what I drink there.
Did you attempt a Money in the Bank cash in that completely backfired? You took the shot, but it didn't land.
Yeah, when we got there to Las Vegas, we had to go like put like our stuff somewhere.
Okay.
You've traveled. You get
it. Yes. Right, even to Las Vegas.
So we go to the hotel and they're checking us in or whatever. And we went with friends, the same friends we went with last time. I've talked about them before. We've gone to some wrestling shows together, like mm-hmm. introduced them to indie wrestling and whatever. So they went, and so we're all checking in, and our neighbor chimed in like, oh, it's their anniversary, to try and get us some free stuff.
Yeah.
And we got a gift basket, and that was it.
Shit. That's still something.
It's not complaining. That was a very nice gesture, and they didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, but you were hoping they'd give you the hotel for free.
Well, no, nothing that crazy.
I mean, that would be cool.
Here's some credits. No, I love paying for my hotel
room.
Here's some credits for food, or here's some whatever. Yeah. But I guess they gave us like snacks and like, it was a weird little gift basket. There was like two Pepsis, and then Reese's cups, funny. And then like off-brand chips and pretzels. And
that's
it was, I don't know. It was just a weird basket of assorted goods. We drank and ate most of it though.
We stayed, when we first moved here to Portland, the city that I live in, we were staying at an Airbnb at first, until we got this apartment. And the Airbnb had a gift basket with like pop,
assorted goods,
and a bunch of other stuff. But literally everything in there besides the pop, we could not have because it was.
I was just going to say, you couldn't have a goddamn thing, could you?
Nope, couldn't have any of it. But I did enjoy the soda. Everybody here says, hey. Remember how I told you people don't say pop or people do say pop here? I was wrong. People correct you if you say pop.
Well, stop saying pop.
And then another thing that I think
stick out.
I like it here. Don't get me wrong. But one thing I find very odd is, like I said, I'm not just a people pleaser. Okay. I love people. I love interacting with people. I'm an extrovert. So
you're a people pleaser and people please you.
Hell yeah, man.
You're a people pleasee. I'm getting it.
Whoa. Dude,
and pleaser.
Pleased as well. Hell yeah. People please me and I please them. But I've my entire adult life, even as a teenager, when I wasn't even an adult yet, I walk around and I make eye contact with a person and then I nod and then they nod. You do this?
Yeah, you give them the.
People don't do that here. Everybody is an introvert. Nobody will even make eye contact with you. They don't even look at you. They'll just be like, and I'm like, my God, just look at me so I can nod at you. And so then I have to chase them down. And then that's always weird.
Nod at me.
I had to stop. I stopped doing it. I just stopped. I said, I would guess I'm an
You give them like, so we're walking by each other. Mm-hmm. We're both on the right side. So our left sides are passing. You give a, I feel like you go, like I'm going like down and to the left. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
But I'm going like, boop.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little smirk. Not a smile, but a smirk.
Yes.
Nice acknowledgement.
I'm a friendly guy.
Hey, just trying to walk down the street with you, friend, for a minute.
Exactly.
Nobody
will
look at you. Stay weird.
Yes, right. No, that's why. Everybody's medicated over here.
We'll cut it out. You got to change it. You got to get Portland back to seeing eye to eye.
Yeah, you're right, man. Everybody here needs to, I mean, because everybody's incredibly like nice. And everybody here is super non-confrontational, except for the people who go and like protest and stuff like that. I'm guessing they're at least a little bit confrontational, but they're not confrontational with their fellow Portlanders.
Not while they're walking. I don't know if that's what they call them.
That's true. They don't. Yeah.
Portlandians.
Okay.
I don't know if that's right either.
Wait, did anyway. I even answer this one?
Nope. I said that we said it was our somebody said it was our anniversary and we got a gift basket.
I say that the gift basket story is true.
Fuck yeah.
So far I've only gotten one wrong. How many have I gotten right?
Keeping score. Mm-hmm.
Kramers, why don't you comment below and let me know how many have gotten right?
Oh, three. If you got one wrong, we've done four.
Okay. There you go, Kramers. Creamers. Don't do that anymore. I changed my mind.
No, you got, tell me how many I got right.
Okay. Did you have a WrestleMania entrance moment, something that felt way bigger or more epic than it probably needed to be?
Yeah. So I'm learning about gambling.
Oh yeah.
They do that there. Like normally we would go there. Like I know I'll bet on sports and stuff here and there.
Yes.
And I know how a slot machine works for the most part. It's like how to figure out how much money I'm spending and whatever.
Right.
But like the other games I kind of shy away from. Maybe it's like the whole confrontation or non-confrontational thing we talked about at the beginning where
you're not competing like, against somebody when you're playing slots.
Right. But like going to the tables and stuff, I don't know if it's like
you're trying to win someone else's money.
I'm not going to make it more than it is because I'm sure I could do it if I wanted.
Sure.
But I just don't want to, and there's that little anxiety, or whatever it is. I've always just done
slots and those like machines where you're by yourself. I never did anything like that either.
I mean, and they have the virtual roulette and virtual crap. Like, so you can do it by yourself if you really want. I just don't like those games enough right now. But there's one game when we went there last time and we found it a couple times. Luckily this time it's a big horse racing game.
Okay.
And there's like these little, they're like toy horses, but they run around the track and there's different odds and you can pick different things.
I know that game.
And then there's like the screen where it's like the computer generated image of what's happening. Have you seen that? That's the one you talk about or that you're aware of?
I've definitely seen the toy horses, but I don't remember.
So it's like that. There's a big screen. It's fancier now. I mean, when's the last time you saw it?
It's the year 2026.
So we love that. I'm going to take you back to the year 1974.
Whoa. Good year.
Hey.
Good year for me.
There's got to be more. That's what they said.
Oh, wow.
That's why I picked that one.
The year 1974, let the bodies hit the floor.
That's the remixed version of that, I think, is the theme for Elimination Chamber on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a remix.
Look it up.
Okay.
When the show's over, look it up and then text me. And we'll talk about it next week.
I will hopefully remember. I might be texting you tomorrow when Sean is editing it.
There is something I was talking about, though. So we like the horse racing game.
Yes, yes.
We go down to the old part of Las Vegas, off the strip.
Old Vegas. You weren't at New Vegas anymore. You were at Old Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. You get it. And we go into one casino, and they have a horse racing machine, but it's from 1974. And you literally have to go over to the change machine and put your money in to get quarters. And there's like the big cup that like you would use in the bathtub to wash your hair when you were a kid, like that kind of cup, like a, you know?
Yeah, right. And like thin plastic with like a rim.
And you use that cup to get all your quarters and then you have to put them in one by one and you can pick, there's five horses and you get to pick and the odds come up and they light up. And if you win, you could win 200 quarters.
Wow.
And then when you cash and when you cash out
$18.
I don't know. And then when you cash out, you get it all back in quarters.
That's
and I love it. It's a great that was my WrestleMania, like it wasn't that should not be as exciting as it was.
Okay. I think that's true.
It's 100% true. But I try not to get too excited about it, but that's how much fun I had with it.
When I was a kid, my grandfather had like a old slot machine at his house and you had to put quarters in it and stuff like that. That's like
I remember playing with those
and I'm like, you know what, I bet this is true.
Yeah. This is like a big version. Yeah. So it's like a big version, like it wouldn't fit
it's
in like
grand.
My basement. Because it's a big circle track and they run around it and they're cute little things.
Oh, hell yeah, they
horses.
Are.
Horses.
All right. Do they have little jockeys? That.
Yeah.
That's cute.
The old one has like little ones. There's like the middle part that, you know, like where the grass is in the middle of the track where that they run around. And there's like other horses and people in there. There's no reason for them to be in there for any reason other than like decoration.
Right.
Like somebody still put them in
there. It doesn't add anything to the game. It just adds to the aesthetic.
No.
There's a,
barely.
I believe, if I remember correctly,
that's why I love it.
Could you send me a couple pictures of this? That there's the one area of the game where there's like a person putting one of the horses down because they
with a gun. Yeah, because they can't keep their weight off of it.
They go all out on that stuff, man.
It's pretty wild.
But sure is. Was there a sleeper match, moment on the mid card of the trip that secretly stole the show?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of famous acts in Las Vegas.
That's
true. Familiar? You know
the
any
Beatles thing? The fucking Blue Men Group.
Beatles things. Yeah, the Beatles thing's gone for now, I think.
Oh, is it Michael Jackson?
No, Michael Jackson's there. They just got rid of that place that it was at.
Oh.
Whole hotel. Gone.
That's
there's
peace.
A volcano there. Wild as shit.
That probably is what made them have to close it down. It erupted.
Yeah, they said, wait a minute, you guys. We've been letting this active volcano sit here for 40-odd years.
Yeah, it's not good. Guys, there's a lot of shaking going around here. Some people are on fire.
Yeah. So I don't, yeah. That probably has something to do with it. Anyway, it's known for, you know, all the musical acts or magicians and stuff. So when we were walking in whatever place they perform at, Penn and Teller were walking around. You know Penn and Teller? You referred to them earlier.
That's true. We
stole their gimmick for this game.
He's trying to fool me. I am Penn and Teller.
So you like them?
Yeah, I like them. I watch their it's so interesting. Fool us?
Oh, they're great because they're comedians. They're just as funny as they are magical. Mm-hmm.
And then I love how when they know. Like can you fool Penn and Teller or whatever it's called? When they know how they did it, they don't they like secretly in like a coded sentence tell
it's
them.
All,
like,
it's yeah, more fun. It. It's more fun to watch them give this nonsense explanation, and the guy's like, "Well, I tried my best. Thanks, guys." And you're like, "What the fuck just happened?"
Right, how did
he knew? He told a story about a bear.
Right.
Like that's not even an evaluation.
It's
and the
really
guy's
cool.
like, "Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Right here up this sleeve." And it's like, "What are you talking about?"
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you know those guys.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I'm familiar.
So it wasn't anything like wild, but it was just like if you saw Penn and Teller walking, you're going to give them like a, what the fuck, that's Penn and Teller? Or like you're talking, you know what I mean? You go, hey, that's Penn and Teller over there.
It's kind of like when people see us in public. They do the same thing.
Yeah, same kind of deal, but just the opposite side of what we're used to.
It's a little like more of a underground thing for them, but yeah.
They're
not as mainstream as like we are, for example.
One day.
I think those kids can make it.
They'll get off the CW. And... It was, you know, they obviously like know the reaction, but they said, oh, hey, everybody. You know, they're just trying to get through it as quickly as they can, but they're still people pleasers.
Yeah, of course. And they like to be pleased as well.
And they said, oh, here's my card. And then they just gave us like a playing card.
That's funny.
And then the little one, Teller, he turned. And then,
I like how instead of calling him like the silent one, you call him the little one. Both of them are accurate.
Yeah, but Penn is huge.
That's true. But he also talks.
The talky one? No, I'm talking about the little one. So then the little one turns around and he does that thing where they make a million cards come out of their mouth.
Really?
And then he just keeps going. Because it's fucking Penn and Teller.
I think it's true.
No, it's false.
No, that was such a cool story.
I know. I made that story up in my head and I thought that'd be really like... Why can't that be the true one?
That seems plausible.
Because I feel like I made it fast. If I was like, they hung out and then we were best friends for the night.
And then they were trying to be people pleasers. You did a good job on that lie, Sammy Daddy.
Thanks.
You're a pathological liar, Sammy Daddy. All right.
So I think you got 4 right and 2 wrong.
Okay.
Because I was keeping track. I wasn't keeping track, then I did, then I forgot. But it adds up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We've done 6, so 4 and 2.
Okay.
I don't know if that's right, but...
Sammy Daddy,
yeah.
Who was your Vegas tag team partner and did you have an elite level chemistry the entire trip?
Yeah, so like I said, we went there with the our friends, our neighbors.
Yes.
So that's 2 of them. And then the one, another friend went and met us there.
Hell yeah,
so that
man.
Was fun. But I would still say I hung out the most and most consistently with my wife. Yeah. So I have to pick her for the elite tag team partner.
Okay.
Because that's the other answer.
She's your tag team partner in life.
Yeah. So that was the easy one. That was one where I'm like, all right, I know the answer for this.
True.
I'm just going to tell the truth. That one's easy. Yeah. Yeah, we had fun.
You're like, actually, me and my wife, we're no longer together.
Then I don't even know if she came home yet.
Yeah.
I'm here. I said, I got to go do the show. Oh, yeah. I'll see you in a couple minutes.
And we appreciate you for that.
I'll be back in a few hours. It's really only like one day because of the time change. Technically, I'm not losing any time.
Very true. I was on the phone with my nephew yesterday asking what he wants for his birthday. And he does not have a sense of money. And I wish my brother didn't leave the room.
I thought you were going to say, hey, buddy,
what do you want for your birthday? He was like, well, I've always wanted a Nintendo Switch 2. And I was like, okay, well.
Always? Number one, starting it with always? Right. Preposterous.
I thought that was hilarious. Right.
Who are you, child? Like, always.
I'm like, yeah, man, I get that. But I don't think I could afford that right now. I'm a poor boy from a poor family.
And I can't afford the shipping.
And then he said, can you, he was like, what about a Meta Quest 3? I was like, oh my God.
I don't know what that is.
No, it's a fucking, that's the VR.
Oh, like the VR thing?
Yeah. And then he's like, cool. Okay, well, what about Five Nights at Freddy's Mask? And I was like, that doesn't seem expensive.
That's so
I
a lot, yeah.
Line, I'm like, this doesn't look expensive. I was like, which one do you want? And he was like, well, the one I want is like realistic and it like moves. And I was like, okay. And then I found it. I was like, this is $300. And he's like, that's the one
fucking goddamn video game.
And then eventually I was able to talk him down to like Roblox Robux or something.
Of course. Why wouldn't it be that?
Yeah. But anyways, when I was on the phone with him though, I told him, you know, I was like, it's 5 o'clock here. Cause it was 8 o'clock there. He was like, whoa. And I was like, that means when I come to visit, I'm going to be 3 hours younger than you. Mm-hmm. And it took a little bit convincing, but he believes it now.
Yeah, that's all you got to do is keep at it.
Yeah, man.
Never give up.
That's what John Cena taught me until the very end when he gave up.
Then wouldn't give up at the end, but that's fine. It's at the end. Who cares then?
Exactly. No one cares anymore, man. Did you accidentally become the baby face of a situation in Vegas? You weren't trying to be the main character, but suddenly you were.
Let me tell you about this. You ready?
Paint us a picture, Sammy.
Have you been there? Are we talking
to Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Once or twice.
There. That's what I thought.
Twice.
Okay. Well, you said once or twice. Twice? You're right. You've been there twice.
Oh, that was easy.
Yeah, that's a bonus point for you because you've been there twice.
That's true.
Something happened and I was an accidental baby face. So you know there's like all the walkways. It's like a walkable city. Is that a fair way to assess it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at least the strip.
Yeah, the strip. The rest of it's like normal.
But you could find everything you need.
But you could get everywhere without crossing a street almost.
Yeah, because there's bridges and things.
There's bridges and the trams and the escalators and elevators and whatever.
It's definitely
good for that. But the only problem is those fucking escalators everywhere are always broken.
Oh, yeah, so yeah. And there's big mall too where they're broken in there.
I think they just break all the time. There's so many there.
Remember when it happened to President Trump? That was an act of terror on him.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, okay, I'm back. I'm like, what? But now I'm with you. Yeah, when the one broke.
Oh, yeah, man.
And the thing happened, but I think because there's so many there, you notice more broke ones, but it's the same amount, like percentage as here. We just have less escalators in Cleveland.
That makes sense.
The city that I live in.
Every time when I've gone to the South Park Mall, one of them isn't working.
Yeah, it's always like that. Well, so we were on the one and it stopped, like working. Like nothing bad happened. It just stopped.
Yeah, of course. Everybody, we all fell off.
Everybody, yeah, it blew up and I'm dead.
Right. And I'm not. We were like, how do we get down from here now?
But all the people behind me were like, hey, what are we going to do? And I said, hey, everyone, come on, follow me. And then we walked down like stairs. We used them like stairs.
Oh, that's really innovative.
Yeah.
So
changing
that's
the game. That's when I was the accidental baby face that saved the world.
That makes so much sense, even though it's a lie.
Yeah, but I thought that was the most baby-faced thing anyone could ever do.
It is the most baby-faced thing anybody could do, but it didn't happen because people would have not needed you to tell them to follow me. They would
I know. That was the part I thought I might lose yet.
Yeah, they're not going to be like, what do I do? Oh, this guy says follow him. I mean, he seems to know what
he's
talking
about. See, I went heavy on the over-explaining broken elevators to try and throw you that way miss the
because
part where I had to lead the people down.
Broken elevators is a big part of my life, and so you were using that against me. And I appreciate that, man.
They were just on the elevator looking down and then up. And then I don't know what to do. And people kept flooding the top. And I'm like, follow me. And I slid down the fucking middle.
That's what I should've said. Like, follow me and everything is all right.
And then they slid down the fucking middle.
Did you land?
I was hoping you were going to keep going.
I don't remember all the words. And also, did you land a clean finisher in Vegas, a plan that worked exactly how you pictured it?
Yeah. when we went last year,
we were on this escalator.
So I'm on this escalator, worked fine the whole fucking time. Yeah, yeah. No issue.
That would have been a good one because I would have believed it. No, then you wouldn't lie, though.
Every escalator was broken. Huh. Should have listened to the last story. Last year when we went to a drag show brunch. Hamburger Mary's.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was last year, man.
It was really cool. Yeah, about the same time, I think.
Feels like so much less long ago.
Hamburger Mary's. Check it out if you're out there. It was very fun. It was a good show. It was very entertaining, and the food and drinks were good and everything. So I was like, all right, let's do another one. We were planning on doing that one again, and we didn't get around to doing it. But I'm like, well, let's do another one. You can at least you get some food in your stomach in the middle of the day, and then you can get a couple drinks started, whatever. It's usually cheap. So there was one, they called it Punk Rock Brunch, but it was more, and I don't mean it in a bad way, but like pop punk.
Okay.
Like, so it was like Blink-182.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Or like
My Chemical Romance, like emo. Yeah.
Right.
Emo,
right.
Whatever.
Fucking Panic at the Disco.
Hey.
What's the other one that's like Panic at the Disco?
It's Calm at the Samba.
I love that band, dude. Samba music made into pop punk? Genius.
Ska.
But anyways.
So we there was a brunch.
This was a pop punk
themed
drag brunch.
Yeah. And they had like a show, like a little show they put on. So they would come out and dance to one of the songs or do like a silly, not like skit, but like
down,
routine.
Down in a linear
route. I think that was one of them. I think they might have done like Sublime, stuff like that. So like I said, like late 90s, early 2000s, kind of what was hot in that circle of people.
Green Day.
So I normally just don't pick anything, and I like going like, I just want to figure out what to do when we're there. Just go with the flow.
Yeah, yeah.
Get on the carousel, like I was telling you about. Circular. It's a circle. And we went to that brunch, and I planned it, and I was like, oh, we should go to this. What do you guys think? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, all right, cool. I bought all the tickets. It's ready. So I did all that, and it was good, and we had a fun time.
I say true.
Yeah, I forgot that I was supposed to confuse you, and I just started telling the story.
Yeah. But also, I mean, it just doesn't seem like a lie.
No, it wasn't, and it was cool. It was nice. The kids put on a great show. Everybody had fun.
That's good. I'm glad you had a good time. And you probably, what was this? Is a different place then? Not Mary's Burger?
I don't know. It's off the strip somewhere. I don't remember what it was. Gotcha. Frank Sinatra was there twice.
While you were there?
Yeah, his ghost visited.
Wow.
Ooh, he said I'd need some.
Brendan Urie, the guy from Panic at the Disco, is like obsessed with Frank Sinatra.
Ooh, yeah, he was a ghost. He loves his late 90s, early 2000s pop punk emo music.
I only know this information because I listen to my wife when she talks to me.
About what?
About the bands that she grew up listening to. She was a pop punk person. She was like an emo.
What did she listen to? Frank Sinatra? Teenager. Now I'm confused.
No. Brendan Urie, which is the guy from Panic at the Disco. He's the only member of the band anymore. That's his hero. He tries to be him, like in today's day and age.
Oh.
He has a song called Death of a Bachelor. It's actually a pretty good song. And you could tell he's trying to be Frank Sinatra on that. It's motherfucker.
Oh, I thought you said on meth.
Oh, no, he doesn't do meth. I went to a concert of Panic at the Disco, and
Frank Sinatra on meth?
He was playing that song, doing that song, and he was playing it on the piano, but the piano was like elevated and it was like going all around the arena at the cue.
Oh, like what Frank Sinatra did.
Probably. He's just like him.
I don't fucking know. I don't know any of these people.
But it was very interesting. I was like, wow.
I'd say three songs.
Yeah, I know a lot of them because, again, my wife.
That's fine. And there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying I'm not familiar with the product.
I mean, I would definitely, and I don't mean this to disrespect anybody who is a fan of pop punk, but I actually am not. And I would not be listening to their music.
Oh, you're missing out.
What's the other one? The Fall Out Boys. I'm just kidding. I know it's Fall Out Boy because it's the Simpsons character. There's the one song that they had back then, too. And
I know more of theirs.
I liked them better, too.
I'd say
I heard a lot of their music on the school bus.
6 to 8 of their songs I would know.
Okay. I think
that's all you need to know.
I probably know one. But I still think that the songs that they have is better than some.
No, because they had big songs that got used like commercially.
Okay. Well, they also have a song that's in the movie Big Hero 8. And that's a pretty cool song.
Big Hero 8?
Mm-hmm. Big Hero 6. Big Hero 6.
I was like, they made a sequel?
This is a sequel. It's two movies
I'm like, damn, they made two sequels. I only knew about the one. That movie's cool.
My bad.
Baymax?
Baymax, yes.
Yeah, that was a cool one. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Did a Vegas faction form, random strangers becoming your squad for the night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me tell you about it.
I'd love to hear about it.
There's a lot of street performances.
Yes.
In the evenings and into the night, people trying to make a buck. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, most of them, talented individuals.
Of course.
That if you have a little bit of money that you're able to part with,
you if you want to take a picture with Spider-Man. Mm-hmm.
Take a picture with Spider-Man. You want a burger? Get a burger. Whatever.
Yes.
And there was these athletic guys. I guess that was their deal. Funny, too, but athletic as well. And
wow,
they
both.
Pulled me
the
up to
package.
Be part of... You're telling me. And they pulled me up to be... There's probably five or six other dudes, and they said, all right, you guys are going to line up here, and then this guy is going to jump over all you guys.
You jumped over them?
I was like, what? No, somebody else did.
Jumped over you.
Somebody else was going to jump over us.
Got it.
And then it was really just their way to try to get money out of people and then try to get money out of us because they're like, oh, if you don't want us to land on you, give us $20. I gave him $5. I'm like, I'll take my chances because I was like the first one. I'm like, he's going to clear me. I'm the first. I'm like, he's either going to run dead into me, but then there's like eight dudes to absorb the blow. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, you would still get the worst part of it, but yeah.
No, not at all.
If he ran into you?
Yeah, it would have been fine.
No.
I'm not running. I'm standing.
Oh, I thought you were like, crouched over.
I kind of was. Yeah, I guess I was.
I was thinking that you were on all fours.
Not on all fours. On like hands on the knees, hands on the knees. Clap your hands, but not that part. That's laughing. I don't have a clap. Do it together. Anyway.
But I still feel like if he ran full speed and just didn't jump and just ran into you, that would hurt you more than would hurt anybody else.
Probably him.
He'd and
be
you.
First. He would be first.
And you.
Well, everybody, I'm not saying I wouldn't be hurt. I would just, the other
you
people
said,
would get
you
worse.
Made it seem like you would be getting the least of the pain.
I would, because I'd be ready for it. Nobody else knows what's going on.
No, you would be getting the worst pain, except for the guy running. I think you both would have equal pain.
No, because it would transfer.
Kramer, why don't you let us know about in the
transfer
comments.
For me
if
to the last guy?
Directly ran, no, if a man directly ran into Sam and there's other men on the other side of him, would it hurt Sam or would it just
no? The blow goes through them. It goes through them, and then they're going to be on the ground. I'm on top of everybody when we all fall like dominoes.
I think we have to agree to disagree. Please move on with your story.
You're wrong. That was a lie.
Anyways, so you were the first. You paid $5 and you said, jump over me.
And then they said, all right. I actually got it was 40s or 50s there. So a little chilly and the wind was going pretty good. So it was a little chilly in the evenings. So I had a hoodie I wore all the time there, and it was a Cleveland hoodie.
Right,
it was like a Browns hoodie. It said Cleveland.
The city that you live in.
A dog. And I got, like, people referenced it daily.
Oh, yeah.
Like strangers. And they're like, all right, well, you're from Cleveland, 216. All right, you're cool. And I'm like,
it's kind of
all
crazy
right,
that
cool.
People know the area code.
No, Cleveland has respect on it is the impression I got.
I
so they said, like, all right, you're cool. So then it ended up just being me and like three other dudes. So it probably would have hurt more if he ran into me because there's less dudes to absorb the blow. You know what I'm talking about. And then he jumped over us and then we left.
So that was the faction, you and these boys.
Me, I guess the faction could be... I guess the whole thing was like Bullet Club, but then me and the guys on the line were like not the elite. And then the guys that jumped over us were the elite.
Oh, that makes they're the jumpers. Okay. You were like
I'm not taking that from them.
You were like, what's his
whatever
face?
It was. Gorillas of Destiny.
Okay. Yeah, you were G.O.D.
Yeah, you're telling me.
I say the story is not true.
That's true.
Really happened, huh? Wow.
Yeah, pretty much.
Except for the part that if the guy ran into you, then you wouldn't be.
Yeah, that was a lie.
That was definitely.
It just seemed like he was getting you upset. So I'm like, well, I'm going to keep going because it's so clearly not true.
All right. Did you form a silent alliance with a stranger? No words, just mutual understanding in the moment.
Yeah. Pelican at Flamingo.
Okay. This is her story here.
I just thought that was a cool way to introduce it.
It is very. It was pretty sick. I think the Creamers at home could attest to that.
There's the Hotel Flamingo, which, as you would guess, does have some flamingos, but they also have a pelican that they're like
that's
nursing.
That's
back
actually
to
one of my favorite places.
Oh, you know, like, they have. Yeah, did you see the?
You pretty much go in every one of them when you're there. You know.
Yeah. What else are you gonna do when you're running around all night? Let me all look at the lights. It's like a moth. Everybody's a moth in Las Vegas. That's why there's lights everywhere, because you're just like, fuck it, I'm gonna go in there.
True.
Lights
and on. Then but at one point you're like, now we got to go look at the water.
Yeah, like a moth.
See that fountain. Yeah.
Same as a moth. You can lead a moth to water.
But you can't.
Or don't look at. No, it's don't swim. Lift. Don't look a gift moth in the mouth. Don't lift. Look a gift horse in the moth.
You got it, man. You got it.
They have a pelican. Did you see the pelican in Flamingo? They're one. It's like a rescue or something.
I don't think they had that there when I was there. Or they did. And I just don't.
They
remember
did, it. And it, there's just you can go outside and see it, or there's a spot inside with windows, and I'm by the side with the window, and the pelican's there. And I start like walking this way and it follows and I'm like, whoa, that's cool. And then I walk back the other way and then it followed. So it was kind of like hanging out and we don't speak the same language. So it was silent and there was window between us. So like that was the silent part of it.
Plus you guys don't speak the same
language. I'm using friend loosely.
But, I said the story is.
How many friends can you make while you're in Las Vegas, you know?
True.
Nope.
Damn it.
Everything's true, except there was a when I first saw it, there was a little kid there, and it was kind of like looking at the little kid a little bit, and then after that, it just kind of went to its little house in the back. So everything's true up until it being my friend.
Damn it.
Which I thought was I think that's fair, that the beginning was true, because the whole part was the silent friend.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're right. It was not, he didn't become your silent friend.
No. It would have been sweet, though.
Did you have a redemption arc moment during the trip, something that started rough but ended strong?
Yeah. So, well, this one's kind of easy that you'll know. But you know when the old Vegas we were talking about before?
Yes.
With all the other stuff, you went down there? Mm-hmm. Have you been to that section? And they have the zip line?
Oh, yeah. There's like, that's where that like clown place is. Like
I don't know if that's there anymore, but it's like a circus is a little bit different.
Okay.
But not, that place it's a little further than
no
that.
No offense to that place, but it's kind of a dump.
No, that's fair.
Thank you.
I think that's like the family-friendly one more than any of the other ones.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense.
So
that's why they don't have enough money to clean up the joint, because no one's going in there.
They're busy. I do think they have a thing that like spins in the middle or something. That was cool. It's not that one. It's older. It's in like a little bit of ways.
Okay.
And there's a big zip line across the top.
You did
there's
go
like
on
the
that
tunnel. Well, it came up like, oh, let's do that zip line.
Yeah.
Our group was splintering. Two were going to dinner, and the other three of us were hanging out, and one goes, let's do the zip line. And I didn't like say anything, and I'm just thinking, well, I hope that goes away. And then my wife went, fuck yeah, we're doing the zip line, let's go. And I'm like, cool. Like, I don't want to fucking do this fucking
Have you done a zip line before?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, they're fun. Why wouldn't you want to do it?
Well, roller coasters are fun, but I don't want to do it. Like, I didn't do the roller coaster.
Yeah, but I feel like zipline is faster.
It's easier.
You just get off.
I mean, there was a lot of weight. So the part that sucked that led to the redemption was like just not wanting. Like, I don't want to say I didn't want to do it, but just nervous to do it. Just normal nerves, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
jumping.
Nothing bad. And that was the day I'm like, I brought a pair of shorts and I'm wearing my shorts no matter what. So then we go like, it's like 11 stories up or whatever. So everybody could see up my shorts.
Yeah.
But besides that, it's windy as fuck, so I'm freezing up there.
Mm-hmm. So they're gonna like, see they're not seeing the beautiful view that
fair.
They would see. It was a hot summer's day.
Yeah. So there's that
sticking to you.
And then on top of that, I'm nervous already, so I'm just like not.
That doesn't help the situation, right?
So then
sort of want to show.
And then I flew. So that was, and then as soon as
I say the story
even, maybe
is
I didn't
true.
Even do that. Yeah, I
because
sent
you did it on the show
last week. I know,
I
but
it.
That I had to put that for the redemption arc
makes
because
sense.
The beginning
no, yeah, you can't.
Sucked.
Right.
The beginning sucked that much because at first there's one in the middle that you're sitting and it only goes halfway, whatever the distance is, and then there's the one that if you watched last week or like you saw the video, I'm laying flat. Like they say, like superhero, or whatever, and then you're shooting across the thing.
Right, it's like and the X-Flight, if you remember that.
Kinda.
But except you're going in a zip line.
Well, then yes, because I was on a zip line. But yeah, it was just really nerve wracking.
Like
and then they put there's like a door, and then they put the door down, and as soon as they put the door down, that's pretty much like go time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like you get like 2 seconds after that. So they put the door down, and then like as soon as it was like time to go, I'm like, oh, this is a fucking awesome. And we liked it so much, we went back down, and we could do it again for free, so we did it again.
Oh, yeah, man.
So from going from not wanting to do it, it was like, all right, I'll go up there and do it again.
That's cool that it's free too.
Well, it was like you could do it as many times as you wanted until 6 o'clock. And we went up the first time at like 4 and there was nobody there. And then by the time we walked back down, it was fucking filled.
That's that makes sense. It tracks.
It's at least something. I got to ride it twice. So that was cool.
Hell yeah. And you got two beautiful videos out of it.
I tried.
I think we could all agree that it was very enjoyable. And also a lot of the fans of the show and friends of the show were there.
Yeah, that was the craziest thing.
That's real crazy.
I saw almost everybody.
Right.
It was hard to remember while I was in the air. Ah! Well, no, I knew you weren't there.
No hot Joe.
I don't know what that was. But yeah, almost everybody was there. So that was cool. Zip lines are cool, I guess.
The final question is, mm-hmm, what got the biggest pop of the whole trip? The loudest reaction, the biggest win, the moment everyone felt.
Have you ever gone to any shows when you've been out there in Las Vegas?
I went to a magic show. I went to Blue Man Group.
You remember who the magic show was?
No, I mean, it was some jabron. But it was still fun. But it was
some jabron? Yeah, I saw him at...
Yeah, some jabron.
Yeah, some jabron. The Italian magician.
He was actually Italian.
I know. I can tell by the name.
But anyways, why? Is this magician? Or is this a magician story?
I was just curious.
But yeah, the Blue Man Group, though. I feel like anybody who ever has a chance to go see Blue Man Group should
be. I just heard that. And I'm like, I never even thought about it.
Me either. But then we went to it and I was like, this is the coolest shit ever.
Anything you see there is going to be there. Anybody I talked to that went to a show or a concert was like, it's the greatest thing I've ever fucking seen. I'm like,
it really, cool. It was super.
Not
super,
them
super
specifically, fun. But anything. I mean, that's something I did hear about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But definitely the Blue Man Group.
What else did you see? What else did you say? Oh, it was those two
things? Magic thing. I don't know. Maybe I saw some. I don't know. I know we went to a show the first time we went, and then the Blue Man Group and the Magician were the second time we went. But I don't remember what the show was the first time.
You ever gone to a Cirque du Soleil show?
I unfortunately have not, but it seems really cool.
Oh, so it is. And that was the biggest pop.
If you ask Jim Cornette, that's what AEW is.
Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah, that's the style.
Does he say it properly?
Probably not.
Am I?
Yes.
Cirque du Soleil. Soleil. Anyway, that was the biggest thing, going and seeing the Cirque du Soleil.
Okay. I say that's true.
You think so? You want to change it?
No.
This is the last one.
I keep it.
Mm-hmm. Fucking nailed it.
Creamers, comment below and let nailed us know it. What you think of Sammy Daddy's vacation. Do you wish you went with him?
I wish you guys
also
did.
Let us know how many points you got on the game.
And it was O.
Put your address there and we'll send you 2 tickets to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Or something like that.
Sammy Daddy, what's the John Cena quote of the week?
Never be afraid to establish boundaries. Doing so allows you to give and to remain you.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
What's your match count for 2026, the year of super kicks?
65. That's not a lot over what it was, like I told you.
You were on vacation.
I tell you, for real, I really feel like I was in like a little bubble. Like I didn't know the goings on of the world. And I mean that in a good way, not like an ignorant way, like normal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, for sure. That's what you should do.
Like besides like
it was a getaway.
We'd call my kids or whatever. But besides that, I didn't use. And actually, we'd only use my wife's phone because my phone doesn't do the FaceTime thing good. Hmm. And besides that, I didn't use my phone really.
Yeah.
Maybe on like the plane or good. Whatever, but
yeah, sure. Well, yeah, you have to be entertained. You're sitting.
Yeah, that's not, that part's not fun. But yeah, when we were there, so that was really cool.
Oh yeah,
maybe I'll talk about it more later.
Ooh.
But I did make. So I told you I watched Battle Royals, and then I'd watch one match because it was AJ Styles week on Raw or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And I was gonna watch this the other week, and I forgot. But it was him versus Daniel Bryanson in 2020. For the IC belt.
I didn't even know that happened.
Oh, it's good. You should check it out. It's on the WWE Vault for free.
Okay, well, I will.
If you just search those two, that's the first one that comes up. It's weird, though, because it's 2020 before...
COVID?
No.
Okay.
Before the Thunderdome.
Oh.
So it's that weird like plexiglass setup with maybe 20 NXT superstars like sprinkled throughout to cheer and stuff. So it's weird to see. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's you forget about it that that's what it was like, or like AEW was like that for so long too.
Right, I know, because a lot of like my favorite moments from AEW were during that time, and I don't want to watch them because it wasn't.
AEW had to keep going because they just started. Right, they would have lost all momentum
for sure.
If they even had any, whatever. But
yeah, because it was only like 5 months that they since
they Dynamite started October, started. I think.
Yeah. And it was like March, I think, because it was right after Revolution.
Well, they were here. Was that right before Revolution?
Because
we saw it. Like, I was like, we're going to see.
Yeah, that was January.
That's going to be one of their only fucking shows ever. They're done. We got to see it. That sucks.
Mm-hmm. And you also went to the original. You went to the first show in Cleveland, and you went to the first show in Las Vegas, your favorite place.
Yeah. Two places I like.
That sounds like a good match of the week, though. I'm going to check. I'll check it out.
Please do.
Because I don't know how to find it.
Did you... Did you make your number really big?
Yeah.
You heard me. Really big?
Pretty big.
I was hoping you took a lot of naps while I was gone.
Oh, I take a nap every day.
More.
96 matches.
Fuck me. See, this is the part where you lose me for the whole year. This is the breakaway.
I think it's because I started watching Collision and it has just like a bunch of matches on there.
Is that 2 hours?
Yes.
Okay. I usually just see video highlights and stuff, so I don't get to. I don't like read the results.
I wrote everything I watched down here. When I said earlier that I watched Dynamite and Collision, I watched Dynamite. I watched Prestige Wrestling's Roseland XIII, which I'm told stands for Xenophobic Iguana Intelligence Initiative, and I'm against xenophobia, of course. So that's why I did not attend, because that was here in Portland, the city that I live in. But actually, though, in reality, it was Prestige Wrestling's Roseland
13,
and it was their final show ever. And it's a pretty like.
Oh, that was the last show?
Yeah.
I heard about that. I didn't know what was happening already.
It streamed live on YouTube for free. So that was cool.
Oh, it's still up there then.
Yeah. Bala and Angels was in like two matches. It was probably the best match was Alan Angels. I don't know. It was a pretty good show. And then obviously Collision. My match of the week was Kenny Omega versus Swerve Strickland from last week's Dynamite. Well, have you heard anything about this match?
Like, good. Like, that was it. Like, nothing. About, like, not like, this was amazing. This was
terrible.
But
what about stories, story-wise? Have you heard anything about that? Okay, so first of all, the match was a banger. It was a super, super good match, but also Swerve turned heel in the match.
Why would he do that? That's not a good thing. That's a bad thing.
He said earlier when he was talking about their match before it happened, he said he needed this. And then in the match, I don't even remember what the first thing that he did. Oh, he pulled Aubrey into a V-trigger to, like, get away from it. And then
she was out of position.
Then he took those things, you know, like the turnbuckle pad is here, and then there's that like metal thing that sticks to the pole of the turnbuckle
on the back.
And then there's usually like a padding around it.
Okay.
Well, he took that off, and
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Bashed him into that, and then after the match, he beat the shit out of him even more and put him through the announce table. So Swerve is a bad guy now.
Why do you do that?
I don't know, man. I guess we'll have to tune in tomorrow.
It doesn't make sense.
I guess we got to tune in yesterday and find out.
Well, because
it's Thursday when people are hearing this.
Remember when...
Streamers, let us know what happened on Dynamite.
Yeah, tell us what happened in the comments.
Yesterday. Why did Swerve do what he did?
How could he do?
I don't even know, man.
How could he do?
The match was very good. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I guess this week's Dynamite, I'll have my 100th match. So whatever the fourth match of the show is tomorrow will be my 100th match. Hopefully it's not like a one that I don't care much about.
That's how it always works, though.
True.
Unless
unless you time it to perfectly pick, you know, like if I watch three matches.
Big Bill.
Watch a specific one on purpose. Big Bill.
Big Bill against.
I could only be so lucky.
The Gun Boys.
I wouldn't like that, actually. Well, one of them's injured anyway.
Well, that's why it's Big Bill. I just one-on-one.
Okay.
Versus Austin Gunn.
Austin Gunn.
Is that his name?
Yeah. Austin's the one that's not injured, so you got it right.
I know. Your 100th match is going to be Big Bill versus Austin Gunn. It's starting the new program between the Learning Tree and Bullet Club Yellow.
Bullet Club Gold doesn't exist anymore. They're just the Bang Bullet Bang Club. Gang now. Because Bullet Club doesn't exist
because
anymore.
Of marketing. Yeah, it does. It always will. I thought they said officially it wasn't.
I don't know.
They're
going to
bring it
that.
Back.
I
thought he said, like, it's not dead. Last I heard, Bullet Club is fine.
Yeah, that's true. It was. That was true. But now it isn't, and they're not fine. Unless you...
They're Finn.
Whoa, dude. Finn, I see
how does he do
doing.
That? How does he do that? I did that earlier.
Damn, yeah, right. I don't know how you do it. I'm impressed.
That's my freestyling in an Uber.
Sammy Daddy, are you ready for Room for Cream?
I don't know what else we could do, possibly.
It's got to be that Room for Cream.
So we got to go to that.
We're going to do one now, and then we'll mm-hmm. do mine, and then we'll do another
last?
One, and then we'll do yours, and then... Or then we'll do another one, and then we'll do yours. You'll see. We'll see. You'll see.
You so tell me when to do mine. Besides that, I'm just going to listen.
Exactly. That's what's going to happen. First,
and comment.
First up is friend of the show, the third man, Russell Ruggs.
What's up, boys? It's Matt, a.k.a. Russell Ruggs, a.k.a. the official third man.
What's up, Russell Ruggs?
For an RFC. Boys, hey. I am pumped for this Friday. Not only is Resident Evil Requiem coming out,
shit. I don't even know. That's
I get to watch my first live New Japan.
Hell yeah.
Did he say New Japan?
So fucking excited.
He did.
I'm going to invite both of you over. I know Hajo is probably not going to be able to make it.
Yeah, I don't think so, bud.
The invitation's always there.
Well, thank you. Likewise.
I'm going to give you my match count.
Yes.
This right. week is
actually the
137.
Holy shit.
Professional wrestling
what
matches.
Did you watch?
Wow.
All right.
I see he left. Hey.
Love you, boys.
Love you.
Love you.
Man.
He knew we were going to react watched, like that, and he actually paused.
You were in your 60s, right?
Fucking 65.
Okay, so I have like 30 more than you, and he has 40 more than me. That means he has 70 more than
me. He has 84 more than me. Something like that. Roughly.
Wow, I'm impressed. And especially because he's going to watch his first New Japan show, and I believe, if I remember correctly, there's 18 matches on that card.
Did you say New Japan? And he's making these giant-ass rugs? Yeah. He's making these beautiful giant-ass rugs.
Beautiful.
Rugs.
Go check out the one he did of Dusty Rhodes. Maybe his best work yet, besides these that these I know I debuted mine 2 weeks ago, but you also have a new addition there.
I actually debuted this last week, and I waited for you to be on to talk to you about it because we've got matching rugs.
Oh, I listened. I didn't watch.
That's my childhood dream. What is beaut? These are beautiful rugs.
It stands for
rugs.
We from Cleveland.
Yes, yes. For me, it stands for West Coast.
Yep. See? Yeah, for me.
It's a very nice. If I was to use this as a rug, even though I don't usually have my socks off, I would. If I stepped on this thing with my feet, it would feel really nice on there because it's a very nice, soft rug.
Do it.
No.
Put your foot on it right now.
I will not, Sammy Daddy.
Leave it on the wall, but put your foot on that rug.
For you, anything.
Are you gonna? No, that's no. Okay. Don't do it. It'll be gross. It'll smell like feet.
All right. Now we're going to move on to my Room for Cream. Okay. Well, first of all, also, I should probably say, Mr. Russell Ruggs, I will be watching the show with you via Zoom. So it's going to be like I'm in your own home. And he told me a little bit ago, he messaged me and he told me that he got buffalo, buffalo wings. What is it?
Buffalo Wild Wings?
Buffalo chicken dip for him to enjoy.
Ooh, who doesn't love buffalo chicken dip?
Delicious dip during the show. And I think that's very, very cool. Treating it like it's a sporting event. You know what I mean?
It is. It's the last true sport. Don't they call it something over there?
When you're right, you're right.
Don't they say sport over there in Japan?
Well, New Japan.
They don't say last true sport.
Thing says king of sports.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm happy for both of you that you get to watch your wrestling show.
Thank you, man. You're invited.
I will be watching Elimination Chamber on Saturday to find out what's in that fucking box. Okay, when you want to watch something real, you want to watch real sports, you come see Adam Pearce and Nick Aldis open this box that somebody's been in for like 3 weeks now.
Danhausen.
Oh, is that what it is? No way.
That's what a lot of people think, including me. Yeah.
Well, I didn't think that. That's why I'm so shocked. All I've said is because
you would have lost your mind if you never even heard the theory.
Chris Jericho, people are like Chris Jericho's coming back.
But it makes perfect sense for Danhausen. It doesn't make sense Jericho. Why would he be in a box?
That's what I said. And I think my dad was asking me about it. He's like, who could it be? Kevin Owens? He's like, he wouldn't do that. Like, why would he be in a box? Could it be this person coming back, that person making whatever? And I'm like, it makes no sense that somebody's been in a... Like, am I supposed to believe that the person has been in the box this whole time?
Exactly.
Or do they send the box and then sneak in at the last second? So it's probably Sting.
That's true. He does love...
Sting would do that kind of thing.
He's a sneaker, man. No, but Danhausen is the only person who could logically... like, because that would be something he would do.
My only problem with that is I feel like Danhausen doesn't get that kind of introduction.
I thought about that as well. Like, they would be making him into a big deal.
But if he did do that, I'd be like, no shit. Oh, I'm all for it and I'm rooting for him. I just don't perceive it that way.
Right.
But if I'm wrong, prove me wrong.
You're only saying that based on your
track record and years of experience.
Exactly. Right. To put it
humbly.
Yes, exactly. That was very humble.
Danhausen. God damn it. I should have thought of that.
Hornswoggle.
Official guess, Hornswoggle. All right, go ahead.
It's a good guess because, I wouldn't be shocked. My room for cream is the Pokemon Company is a bitch. Okay?
Pokemon?
Yes. So it's the 30th anniversary of Pokemon, right?
Oh.
And they are re-releasing Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green on the Switch and the Switch 2. That sounds like
a wonderful thing to do.
I've played the game thousands of times on emulators, but it's fine.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Pokemon. Hell yeah, Pokemon.
Now, the thing why I call them a bitch is because it's not, you can't do it on, you can't play online. If you want to like trade or battle your friends, you have to bring your Switches to the same, you have to bring your Switch over to their house. I don't know anybody out here. There's no point of me playing it. I could play it for free on an emulator, which I always do.
You go on Portland Reddit and go, any Pokemon freaks out there? Or game? What is it? Game Freak? Any Game Freaks out there? Any Pokemon?
There's
game
characters in the game that are called Poke Freaks. Like,
where are my Poke Freaks at? Poke Freaks. And then come meet me in this park by this tree.
Yeah.
And trade me. Your Weedle.
There's this apartment that we might be leaving this apartment to go move into.
Okay.
Because I don't have to go into the details, but
there's like a
bar restaurant under the apartment. Like, you know, it's like an apartment on top of it.
Oh my God. You're like a sitcom.
I know. But this is like a board game one. And this used to be a grocery store. So it's giant.
Oh, they do that. Yeah. That's very popular.
Yeah. My wife was showing me the,
you can say your name. It's okay.
The sketch, and it's too late. I already skipped it. So like, you know, they have like Magic Gathering on Fridays, obviously. And then I don't know, Pokemon Thursdays. And it shows Pokemon card logo. And that makes sense. But also it says Pokemon video games. You know, okay, that's cool. You go up there with your Switch.
Interesting.
With these blokes, which is, I guess, would be what I would have to do.
Pokemon Stadium.
But then it also says Pokemon Go. What the hell are you doing in that place? We're just walking around inside the building catching fucking people.
But I do think it's funnier that there's like, all right, there's people playing the Pokemon card game, there's people sitting at TVs, and then there's just like just eight people just walking
around the building.
Just walking like into each other, knocking your fucking dice off the table or whatever.
Get away from
your energy.
Man.
But I think they can make it so there's like events and like rare Pokemon there and they can help each other and shit. I don't know.
I don't know either. I haven't played the game in a while, like a year.
Man, who cares?
Like 2 years. I thought that was a little weird. But yeah, so I'm mad at Pokemon Company because I feel like they should have made it so you could play online. Then I would be having a great time with it, playing online with my brother, which I cannot do. And he wants me to get Pokemon Legends EA, and it's just $60. Also, this game is $20, dude, for a game that's like 20 years old.
That's like $1 a year.
It's a fucking...
You can sponsor
game.
A child for that much.
And I have.
What's that got him? Pokemon Gold.
Kid's Green. Dead.
What is it? Pokemon Green?
Pokemon Leaf Green and Fire Red. But there's probably going to be other announcements because
That's what I played. Fucking Blue and Yellow. Those are the two I played. So fuck Pokemon Company, you're a bitch.
Thanks, man. I agree. I mean, these are the same exact game as that, except not really like yellow version, but because green is the Japanese one. So then when they remade Red and Blue, they you know, for the Game Boy Advance, they made it red and green.
Well, I don't care. I played blue.
It would be, if you were to play the, if you wanted the exact same experience on the Game Boy Advance, you would be playing Leaf Green.
Nope. Wouldn't be caught dead playing Leaf Green. I play, what is it? Fire Red, Leaf Green. I play Water Blue, baby.
I know. You're a big Water Blue boy.
Put it all on blue. For Daddy. Sammy Daddy.
Blue.
I would have went with the music, but oh yeah. They're saying blue. They're saying Boo Worms.
Sammy Daddy, are you ready for the next Room for Cream from friend of the show?
Probably not.
Future guest of the show.
Who?
Jessica Blair.
Oh, I'm all about that.
Hello. Hello. This is Jesse Blair calling in with a Room for Cream. Unfortunately, not unfortunately, I'm back from vacation, so I'm back in Ohio.
Welcome back.
But unfortunately, once I came back, so did the snow, so did the cold. It was a bummer. But the good news is, Blair's Stone Oven Deli is back open.
Oh, yeah.
As a sort of vacation hangover, we are having a special drink to the end of the month. I know it's not too much time left in the month, but a special drink. We are going to have some prickly pear lemonade. Yeah, ooh. Inspired by my recent trip to Arizona in the Southwest.
Yes.
I would send some of the lemonade mix to Ronald Two Legs and Derek Dillinger, but a off-colored powdery substance is probably not something I can send into the current correctional facility in which they now reside. But hopefully, but I will save some for when they get out. And that's judging by recent calls, it might be sooner than we think, but... Not saying nothing.
Fingers crossed.
Alrighty. I hope you all have had a safe and lovely week so far and have another one. All right. See ya.
We love you too. Oh, she didn't say it. I think that's very cool idea for like a drink that, you know, represents your vacation that you're coming home from.
Yeah.
And it's a good way to make yourself feel better about the terrible weather that you had to go back to. I wouldn't know anything about that because it has not snowed here once. But
they keep saying
it's gonna and then it doesn't.
It was like I got to see like my yard for the first time, like the grass for the first time in weeks. And then it snowed by like Saturday or Sunday or whatever.
Dang. I didn't even I have no idea when it's bad out. Someone will just tell me my buddy's dog is sick and he needs to start taking him for a walk. And he said he can't. And I was like, why?
What's wrong with the dog?
Yeah.
Who's sick? You or the dog? Oh. But it was the weather.
You're telling me. Also, it's very nice of you to offer the powder mix for friend of the show, Ronnie Two Legs, and friend of the show, Derek Dillinger, who are in jail. I think, and Sammy Daddy, correct me if I'm wrong here, Sam is willing to
keister it.
That's what I was going to say. You put it in your lovely lady lump. Sammy Daddy's going to put it in his lovely lady lump. And then he's going to go in there and get a
condo. What that song was about?
It was about boofing, lemonade, putting it
boofing
in your bum,
lemonade. Just boofing
and then
lemonade,
taking it to the jail and letting it loose.
Just dump.
Hell yeah, dude. Perfect for our friends of the show. They
farts.
Love this
stuff. Perfect for farts.
But Sam, so you're willing to do this?
I don't know. It can't be that hard. It's dust. It's not like a rock.
I gotta pop my dick, man.
I have never been creamed on like this before.
I just have to do my stretches.
Yeah, you got to. You don't want to. You got to really loosen it up.
Got to stretch out.
Hell yeah, you do. Oh, hell yeah, you do. It's a lot of lemonade. It's one of those thick, little plastic barrels.
Like a Lipton.
Yes.
Just give me that and my gravy bowl train implant. What is it?
Oh, the gravy go.
The gravy go transport cup.
Yeah, the bottle. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Yeah.
Just give me my powder and gravy. I'll be good.
Okay, now it's time for the aforementioned Jailbird's Room for Cream. And that Jailbird's name is Ronnie Two Legs. So, Ronnie,
take it away.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility.
Oh, man. It is being recorded. Still in there. Huh?
I assumed, but I was hoping.
All right. I think the phone's on. Hey, boys. What's going on?
What's up, Ronnie?
Number one creamsman all time. Best.
Hey.
Incarcerated creamman. Fucking, that's too loud. They're going to fucking.
Did you hear that?
Oh, shit.
I can hear it.
You come over here and dig. You come over here and dig.
Is it Derek?
Hello, boys.
Derek.
This is Derek Dillingino, number one amigo of the show. This is for Sammy Daddy.
We're double amigos.
Double amigos. We're together.
Whoa.
Sammy Daddy.
They're friends now.
Three spoons of cream mean the gate's unguarded. We're coming to Portland. Bye.
What?
Three scoops of cream. He said three,
why is he
right?
telling you that he's coming to Portland?
Did he say that?
He said, Sammy Daddy, we're coming.
No, three
we're
scoops?
Coming to Portland.
He said three, though.
Is this like, are you guys doing some kind of, and when I say you guys, I'm including you, Sammy Daddy.
Hold on.
Are you and the boys, who are apparently friends now, which is great. I think that's great.
Yeah.
And sounds like they're doing teamwork in a way that they probably shouldn't be, because I'm hearing some sounds of metal hitting metal, and I can only assume that's some kind of
construction in the background.
Yeah, it's construction in the background. Right. That's what I'm saying.
What else would it
and,
be?
And I'm worried because I don't know if you, Sammy Daddy, I don't know if you heard last week their rooms for cream. Did you hear them?
I actually did not get to that part. No.
Okay. Well,
saving it. And
Derek's
life
involved some kind of code, like a number code that he said like a poem to Ronnie Two Legs, and then he said this like sequence of numbers, and then Ronnie Two Legs Room for Cream, he said a poem to Derek Dillinger and then a sequence of numbers, which is scary. You know, I feel like they're using our platform and the millions of creamers to, you know, pass back some kind of message to do illegal activity and that I'm going to be like an accomplice. And now he's telling you some poem and then he says that they're coming to Portland. I feel like, are you guys doing like a conspiracy to take me out?
Well, no, I have no issue answering that. Just give me, wait a second.
Okay.
Just give me.
Okay, yeah, take all the time you need, buddy.
Just wait like a second.
Oh, wait, I'll wait 1 second.
We'll wait like 2 seconds.
I'm going to wait, actually, as many as you need, bud.
Just hold on. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Are you peeking?
No.
If you want to peek, you can peek. No, don't peek.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. All right, we're good.
What was that? What you got there?
My microphone pencil.
Oh, your mic. Okay, my bad.
Look how coordinated.
Damn, you can hold two things?
No.
The match your shirt.
Hey, it means I wasn't wrong, but yeah, both. I don't know. Yours is better than mine.
Well, please. I mean, boys, if you do escape from jail and you want to come visit old Hot Joe and you want it to be like a friendly interaction with HJ,
there's nothing to worry about.
Thank you. I'm glad.
I feel like you're worried.
Means a lot.
I feel like you're worried at the moment.
Well, dang, yeah, I'm worried, man. What? I got two, you know, jailbird blokes saying they're coming to my city.
Listen, you wrote a letter to help an alligator murderer.
That's true.
You can forgive these two
guys,
which
is a vegan.
Okay?
Is insane. Yes.
I thought that's what it was. It's funny that it's alligator manslaughter.
It is.
Ironic. Not ironic. That's a different word, but it's it.
No, yeah.
But I mean, these two guys, I don't even know what they, who can even remember what they did or did
it was
not
so
do
long
allegedly.
Ago. I think that exactly. You know what? Maybe we should write them a letter, like a letter to their judge, and they don't even have to escape. You know what?
A letter of recommendation.
They might be on their way here right now for all I know.
Well, yeah, when was that? Yeah, we don't even know when that was sent, technically. It's been in the voice mailbox for who knows.
And I only check it during the show, so.
Well, you check it live. Yeah, we didn't know that.
Sammy Daddy.
Actually, we didn't.
Do you have a room for cream?
Yeah. I'm going to go back to kind of the theme of our show, if you allow me for a moment.
Okay, what is that?
The cream? Las Vegas, the trip.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did the
in
Las
general.
Vegas stuff.
But I actually, when I was there, this came to me. I was going to try to write something down, I was like, I'll write something down when I get home. And then I just kind of put it off and I'm like, I'll just kind of say what I feel and see what you're vibing and whatever.
Okay.
So it's no secret. I really like that place and I talk about it a lot. We talked about it a lot today.
The city of Las Vegas.
Yes, the city. Sin City. Big Apple. City never sleeps.
Yeah. That's my how city, I always
The Big Easy.
Mm-hmm.
And the northernmost point in Canada. All the nicknames. Mm-hmm.
Big Ben.
Yeah. There's a lot. The Show Me State.
The city is so nice, they named it lots of times.
Mm-hmm. So all anyways, those things.
You love that. You love that little guy.
But so, yeah. So I'm going to harp on it one last time before the end of the show.
Right on.
Is, you know, we went the first time and it was like the glitz and glamour and this is so much fun and we loved it. We just fell in love with the city and the vibe and the excitement and whatever and the drinking and the partying.
It's a great
and
place.
Sleeping and
much
whatever.
Better than I expected before I went there.
Yeah, see? And I loved it. So the second time I went, I got married. So there's the memories and like nostalgia and all that stuff for it.
The best day of your life happened there.
Then I got, you know, then we were married for a little while and had kids and then we finally go back. But this time we go with friends. So that kind of, and other people we know for whatever. Friends
yeah,
are people
true.
I know.
Yeah.
So whatever. But like, so that gives it like a whole different thing because then you're doing stuff with other people. It wasn't just memories for like me and my family. It was for me and other people,
it's
which
definitely
is great.
A different
Those are
experience.
Lifelong bonds. And like, if I see, you see that place in a movie, you go, oh, that makes me think of so-and-so or somebody references it. Yeah, I did this with my friend there. Whatever. But this time when we went, I don't know when it was really. There was one time my wife had a work thing going on there. So her and the one friend went to that. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to go walk that way until you're done and then text me and then I'll get back. I'm just, like, I was like, I just want to walk. I just want to go. The other friends we were with were busy. I'm like, I'm just going to go.
Was this past time?
Yeah. Okay, that was this last time. This most recent time, I don't know. I'll say Monday or Tuesday last.
And you've been there enough times where you don't feel
and
lost.
I've done it. I've walked it. I mean, it's not like I could get you anywhere, but I know like it's going to be fine.
Right. I get that.
So I went walking and I think this is when I was thinking of it is I think I like it. And like, there's a million flaws just like any city or state or country or whatever.
Sure.
And yeah, shit's really expensive and they gouge you here. And I don't know, it's built on like deception. I can understand that. Sin City.
Yeah, that's true.
That's also a name.
True.
So I get that. But what I really liked is that it was just a place where like nobody like was overly like mean. Yeah. Everybody was pretty generally nice to one another. And like, you know, there's those outgoing people or people you end up talking to and making friends. And there's, like I said, wearing that Cleveland hoodie, I talked to a guy that's a Browns fan with his wife that are from Washington. I talked to a guy at one of the stores that used to be from Cleveland. I talked to a guy from somewhere else or little comments. I think he was from like Cincinnati or something, but like little comments walking by. But like, I talked like about the Cleveland Browns while I was there with random people. I'm like, that's weird. I don't talk about the Cleveland Browns with people I know that watch the Cleveland Browns, but whatever.
Right. Makes sense.
But there was like that. So I don't know. I feel like when you're there, it's a tourist place. If you live there, you're either working or you're not there.
Yeah.
So just that sense of camaraderie or walking around and like, it was the Asian New Year. Lunar New Year.
Okay. Chinese
New Year. Lunar New Year, whichever one. Places were done up for that, and there's a lot of Asian people there. So I was walking down the street, and there was like a family of Asian people, and they're talking whatever they're talking, and I keep walking, and there's like a Mexican couple, and they're talking Spanish, and all these people
like
were talking all these different things, and everybody was just hanging out, and everybody was looking everywhere, and I'm like, I think this is what things are supposed to be like. Not sure. But that's what, like, that this time I had that epiphany. That's what I like about the place.
Yeah.
And, like, for the most part, and I guess it's not a good thing, but you kind of have to really be fucking around to get in, like, trouble. You can kind of, like, mess around a little bit, and it's okay, and it's kind of like, all right, we got bigger problems.
Yeah.
Not like I was doing anything crazy this time or whatever, but you know what I mean.
Right.
So it's just kind of like, hey, as long as you're not bothering anybody, I'm going to let you sleep in that chair for a couple minutes. You might be homeless, you might be drunk, whatever.
Yeah, it's very live and let be.
Yeah, so I really like, that's a good way to put it. So I just really like that, and I would like if more places were like that.
Oh, yeah. Agreed. Every place should be like that.
That's the nice message for the day. Like, I said, flaws and all, I really like that place, and I wish more places were like it. And I don't mean the gambling and the drinking and the lights.
But you don't not mean it.
I'd be fine if it was there, too. I'm not going to turn down. Hey, you wanna drink and come gamble on this machine? No. Like, come on. Stop it. Of course I do.
Right. But yeah. You don't have to ask twice.
Mm-mm.
But no,
you
man,
didn't even have to finish it. You had me at gambling.
You
and
know,
drinking.
I never really thought about that about Las Vegas, but that's very true about yeah. about especially. I mean, at least the strip where all the touristy stuff is.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's problem areas and things that could be improved everywhere.
But that's everywhere. There. Everywhere has that.
Absolutely. So, and that's not what I see. So I'm having a very privileged view of Las Vegas and the going ons.
The tourists are having that same exact experience with you.
Yeah, so it was just kind of cool, and I hope everybody likes it as much as I do.
Oh, yeah. Well, Sammy Denny? Let's have WrestleCream make that happen. Creamers, make your city a little bit more like Las Vegas. That's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers. We love you.
And we wish you
the
best. We should have went with put a little sin in your city.
I looked down and I thought, there's still a lot of time left here. What's going on? And they hit the Undertaker's dong.